Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Well, another Project Action on Podcast One coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. I am Jim Beaver here, keeping it locked and loaded just like we have for 60, 70 episodes now. I don't know. We just keep pumping them out here on Project Action. Thank you guys for tuning in each and every week, listening to my shenanigans. But we have a couple of banger guests today. Obviously, we've got Shane McElrath, your Supercross A1 winner in the 250s. He is here. It's a director's cut interview of the one you probably heard on the Down and Dirty Radio show earlier this week. A little bit more added to it, cleaned up a bit. I think you Project Action listeners are going to love it. Hopefully you tuned into A1, saw Marvin Musquin take the win and in the 450s and Shane McElrath in the 250s taking the win. Awesome interview with Shane. You guys are going to enjoy that this week on Project Action. And then we've also got my good friend Caitlin Ansari, social media personality, model, and media personality now. I don't know. She's all over the grid, does a whole bunch of stuff. She's headed to CES, Consumer Electronics Show. But we talk about a little bit of everything, like we do in with Caitlin on air. This is third or fourth time she's come on for this new segment we've got. We've had some good fan feedback from it. So we got Caitlin Ansari today. We've got Shane McElrath. A lot coming at you on Project Action here on Podcast One. So thank you guys for joining me. If you haven't already, please go over to iTunes. I don't know how you listen to this, either on my website, Podcast One, probably on iTunes. That's where most of our listeners come from. So I know we've got thousands and thousands of you tuning in. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't already on iTunes. And even more importantly, well, not more important, but it is important, please rate us. Give us 1 through 5 stars. I won't tell you how to rate us. I'm just saying please do it. And once you leave that rating, if you leave a review, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, I will follow you back on social media. So thank you guys for the support. Those of you that have done it, please do the same to my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Give a subscribe over there on iTunes to that as well. And, you know, thank you guys for continuing to support us and what we do here on Project Action as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show. You can give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on social media, all forms of social media, as well as my Facebook group. I love fan feedback. I love your guest suggestions for the show. We have a lot of fun, an eclectic mix of guests. You never know who's going to pop up. So thank you guys that have supported us and continue to support us and you know, have given me that feedback and follows on social media. Much appreciated. And we couldn't do it without our amazing partners. One of them is AMSOIL. And you know what? Do you know the importance of using a good synthetic oil in your power sports equipment? But what about your daily driver? Well, today's downsized turbocharged engines run hotter and create more engine-damaging contaminants than ever before. Yesterday's motor oil just doesn't cut it in today's engines. That's why you need AMSOIL. Their synthetic motor oil and teams in Monster Energy Supercross, AMSOIL Championship Snowcross, and more rely on AMSOIL's synthetic motor oil to protect their engines on the track and in the haulers that get them to the races. And you know what? So should you. AMSOIL's Signature Series synthetic motor oil delivers 75% more engine protection against horsepower loss and wear than required by a leading industry standard. Provides next-level protection today's demanding engines need to keep running for years. Go to AMSOIL.com/Beaver. Find out how AMSOIL synthetic motor oil keeps your vehicles running great tomorrow. That's AMSOIL.com/Beaver. And you know what? Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up the milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do, go to Geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? I guarantee you I'm all about that. It just may be the most rewarding thing that you guys do today. Thank you, Geico. Thank you, AMSOIL. And thank you, listeners. Right now we're going to get to an interview with our Supercross A1 winner from Anaheim, Shane McElrath. Jim Beaver, Amy Hood, joined on the line by Shane McElrath, your A1 winner. Welcome to the line, Shane. Woo.
Hey, man.
There we go.
I can hear you now.
There we go.
You disappeared.
All right, we disappeared. That's not a good thing, man. But, no, I'm glad you are on the line with us. I know I look back, and it's like literally a year to the day since yeah. I had you back on last year. So, I don't know, there's something about you and A1 that means good things.
Yeah, it's A1 is, I feel like, one of the biggest races, and I like the challenge of it and the intensity of it, and I just like to try and start out on a good foot, and that's really what we work for this off season.
Yeah, well, I know, like, A1, I mean, and Amy and I talk about this a lot. There's a lot in the off season that builds, and it seems like there's always somebody that jumps out at A1 that you weren't expecting, and and I know you've been in this a long time, and I felt like last year that was like your coming out party almost, you know, and everybody knew you were fast, but last year it was like, man, Shane's here, and we saw it all last year. I mean, and then coming into this year, you know, everybody wondered, and then you came out, and it was like a statement again. I mean, it's got to feel pretty good to have that momentum heading into 2018.
Yeah, it really does. It's cool to see everything that we've done over the last few years since we've started working with Tyler Rattray, and now we're down at Baker's Factory, still under Tyler, but even under Alden's wing too. It's cool to see that everything that we work on during the week, during the off season, just really showed, and that's what was really cool. It's like we were consistent with our training. We were just going through with it week in and week out, and then to show up and race and to feel just like I do in practice and feel strong and feel fit. It felt really good.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, there's a lot of hype with the racers with A1, but I mean, I think there's an equally amount of pressure for everybody behind the scenes, and you know, even the fans in the crowd and the fans behind the scenes with the fantasy supercross leagues. And you know, at A1, it's anybody's go, and it really sets the bar for, you know, my fantasy supercross league, and I know Jim's fantasy supercross league. But it's kind of like, it's almost like the pressure's off now. You got to get that A1 out of, you know, like kind of shake the cobwebs off and get it out of the way. There's a lot of hype, but it's still kind of just the opener and the icebreaker. And it's a long season. And the West Coast is in an extremely competitive field this year. And you got the number one plate. You got the target on your back. Like, how do you like that pressure?
Yeah, I am excited for it this time. It's last year I was not really expecting what I did. I mean, I went into A1 with a goal of just wanting to get my first win in that season, and I ended up winning, having the red plate, and everything happened a lot quicker than I was ready for. So,
yeah,
I mean, this year,
now.
Yeah, this year, I mean, at A1, it's a big race. I mean, everybody's they've been bench racing all off season, and there's seven or eight guys that get paid a lot of money to win, and there's seven or eight guys that can win too. So I mean, it's a big class this year, and it's really gonna play out all the way till Vegas, and I'm excited for where we are. We're in a good position. We feel good, and I think we're going to continue to grow.
Yeah, what,
right on.
And what could you take away from last year? Because, I mean, last year, like you said, you got your first win. You know, you were on the box a lot last year. I mean, you were oh so close to a title. I mean, you know, what can you take away from last year? You know, because you just said you weren't really expecting what came last year. I mean, what can you take away and apply to this year to hopefully put you on the top at the end of the season?
Really just not settle. Last year it was easy to kind of get in the tunnel vision and kind of what needed to be done. And I was more focused on, I just want to get a certain position or whatever. And, but now it's like, I just need to be consistent and be in the hunt. And when the checkered flag flies. I mean, I want to be close to the front, and like I said, I feel really good and strong, and if I apply myself every week, then I think we're going to be in a really good position, and it's just going to take 110% effort every time I line up.
Yeah. Well, I know the off season too, you had a thumb injury, and then you took some time off, and you got married. Congratulations on that. How did that time off and just letting your thumb heal and that, I mean, do you feel like that really kind of recharged the batteries because you were able to just kind of check out for a while and be you and live life?
Yeah, it was actually really good. I going back to 2016 when I crashed at Southwick, I started back riding and training for Supercross at the end of outdoors. Just because I'd already been off the bike for a long time and I'd been hurt. So we were really just trying to play catch up. And I went a full year of training and putting in the work with maybe about 2 to 3 weeks off all year. So it was really good because it was getting to the point where I needed a mental break. I needed a physical break. And as bad as it is, the injury was good for me. It's like, okay, I can take a step back. I can live life a little bit and not be on myself so hard. So I did get married, and it's just been amazing because now after we got back training for Supercross, it's like we've been fresh the whole time. We've been mentally in a good state, and just everything has been clicking.
It's
awesome.
Yeah, and you guys have there in Temecula, right? You guys have an all new training facility, like a test facility there, right close to KTM, right? How has that been? That's got to be a little bit of a change.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to see what KTM has done. And I'd heard a little bit of it last year, but they were really keeping it under the radar. I mean, they have went above and beyond on that place, and it's private. It's tucked in behind some businesses, and it's a really good spot for what they're going to do and the vision that they have. And so it's maybe a block away from the KTM shop itself, so it's very convenient, and it's cool to see KTM doing something like that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, KTM's been on the top and, in both divisions for quite some time and always fighting for that title. But, I mean, for them to make an investment like this, I mean, that's saying something. You know, it's a statement, hey, we're here to stay.
Yeah, KTM, they're not taking anything lightly, and they really want to win. They want to put their best foot forward, and it's awesome to be a part of it. It was cool for Marv to win the big class, and that's what we train for during the week. That's why we do what we do, and because we win as a team and as a manufacturer, so it's cool.
And I know you guys have some weather coming into SoCal right now, and you were telling me that didn't know if you were riding today, but I mean, Supercross is a grind. I mean, it is a grind of a season. What does a typical week in between rounds look like for you? I mean, a lot of times you guys check out Saturday night after the event. You're probably either on a plane early Sunday morning or Saturday late. I mean, what does a typical week look like in lead up? I mean, do you get any rest or any time off? I mean, because I know this whole thing is just an absolute grind on you guys.
Yeah, it is nice today because it really just changes the schedule up. And that's what's cool is we don't necessarily miss today of riding. We'll just make it up Wednesday and Thursday or something. So during the week, in between rounds, we'll ride 3 days a week and really just try and maintain what we've built up in the off season. And that's what, just like in a Saturday morning in practice, I crashed and I'm still pretty sore from that. So it's like, it was kind of nice to have today off of riding. We got up early yesterday and went and rode and beat the rain. But right now, everything we do is kind of centered around the weekend, and what do we need to do to maintain our levels?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, looking longer term, obviously, you know, you've got the red plate now. I mean, looking at this season and then, you know, further on down the road, I mean, what are some of the goals for you? Obviously, you know, you want that 250 title at some point. I mean, would you like at some point to move on to 450? I mean, what's the plans for you, you know, I guess in the near term and then, you know, and then, you know, a couple years out?
Yeah, the 450 class is ultimately the goal and to be at the top step of that. And the 250 class is a good stepping stone for that, and it's a good thing that KTM has the TLD team as the lights push now, and it's cool to just be involved in that. And to, like I said, Baker's Factory is now a KTM and Husqvarna facility, so we're all working together and we're all working towards the top. And this year, I just want to focus on one day at a time and one round at a time. And I'm excited to go race this weekend. And like I said, I just want to show up and give it my best effort and apply myself. And I think we'll be just fine.
Yeah. Well, Amy, you got anything for Shane before we let him go?
No, I mean, it's just a long season. Stay healthy, stay aggressive, and I think – you know, obviously, 2018 is going to be your year, man. You have one in the books, and now I think you have the confidence and, you know, the ability to make it all the way through. And you're on top of my fantasy Supercross league, so please don't let me down.
Thank you. I'll try my hardest.
Awesome, man.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Shane, man. Congrats on the win, and you know, hopefully,
yeah,
you know, you can stay up on top of the rankings. We'll have you back on here in a couple of weeks.
I'm gonna try.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take it easy, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Sugar Shane O'Mac. I don't know. We got a lot of names for Shane McElrath, but I am stoked that we were able to get him on the podcast, as well as my national radio show. Thanks for my partner in crime, Amy Hood, for holding it down, helping me out with that interview. Thank you guys for continuing to stay tuned. And we got a whole lot more coming at you here in the second half of Project Action this week. My good friend and model, Caitlin Ansari, she's on the show. We talk a little bit of everything. You never know where the conversation is going to go with Caitlin and I. So you want to stay tuned here. But first off, I got to tell you about our good friends at TrueCar. You know, if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with the terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. And you know what? All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something to you. Introducing True Price from TrueCar. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. TrueCar dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of home. And how do you know if True Price is a great price? Well, it's because TrueCar shows you what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealers know this. They set True Price competitively so they'll win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or a used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Thank you guys for the support of TrueCar and for the support of Project Action. And you know what? Right now, we're getting to this segment with Caitlin Ansari. All right, we've got Caitlin Ansari here for our regular segment called Cup Cates. I don't know. We still got to come up with a name, I guess. I don't know. We're here with Caitlin's segment. Let's put it that way.
I know. I feel like we should have, like, a vote.
Yeah.
Like, the users should vote on what our segment should be.
Yeah, maybe we do that. Maybe I saw Facebook just started like a Facebook poll that you can now do on Facebook. It's like something all new where on your Facebook page you can actually run a poll. So maybe we run it on your page and then I'll share it on my page or something like that, and we'll get see what comes back. Maybe that's what we do.
Yeah, because I have no ideas.
Yeah, me neither. So we got to come up with something good for it, though. I know that. So, yeah, so we had the holidays. So you got to tell me, I saw you posted yesterday. I didn't realize you got in a wrestling match and you got a bruised rib right now or something.
Yeah, I want to say it's a bruised rib. Like, it hurts that bad. So, you know, New Year's Eve, like, we just stayed home, and I'm like an instigator, you know, especially after I've had a couple glasses of champagne. And so I was, you know, definitely poking Travis. And so we started wrestling, and I'm so competitive that, you know, he is definitely stronger than I am. He's definitely like weighs more than I do, you know, but I gave it all that I had. And, you know, I was like, okay, that was fun. Then I woke up in the morning, and like the whole side of my like left side, it was just like swollen, and I could barely move. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I went way too hard on that one. So, yeah, I'm still recovering. So this is like day 8, and I just went back to the gym today. So I'm, you know, definitely feeling better. And, but it was interesting.
Yeah,
I learned my lesson not to, instigate somebody who's bigger than you.
Right. That's rules for life. Right. So was Christmas the same way as Thanksgiving with you? I know, like you said, you like exercised your ass off, like right before Thanksgiving, so you could just binge over the holiday. Was Christmas the same way?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've gone to the gym in probably 2-3 weeks. Because, you know, I was just trying to enjoy the holidays, and like being in my industry, like that's the only time I really get to like have a break. I mean, I still ate smart, but I definitely indulged a little. And yeah, it was fun though. It's nice to like take a break, because I always have to be like the exact same weight, look exactly the same. And, you know, so taking that off the table was just like so relaxing. I was like, I'll have another cookie. Thank you very much.
Oh, I feel you there. It's like, yeah. And it's so hard because there's so much good crap to eat during Christmas. And I say crap, and I literally mean that term, but there's so much good crap to eat over Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's like, yeah, where you draw the line, right?
Well, and it's also like, that's like my break to get out of conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, oh, my drink is gone, or, oh, I'm starving. So I go over to the snack table and like, you know, dodge a conversation. So it's like my out. I'm like, oh shoot, I'm hungry again.
Yeah. You're like me. And you know what? It's like, sometimes it's just like some of the needless conversation. You're just like, I just really don't want to talk about this. Like, it's like, sometimes you can have really, really good conversation with people over the holidays. And then other times it's just like needless. Like,
yeah,
I just don't want this small talk.
What have you been doing? You're like, wow. Follow me on social media. That's all I gotta say.
Exactly, right?
Like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. But especially, like, with the wedding coming up, everyone was, so how's wedding planning going? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, one more person asking that question.
You're just like, yeah. Get through the holidays and you worry about that.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you. And I was actually on another radio show. I do I pop in once in a while to the morning show on a local AM station. And we had this conversation earlier this week. I'm like, it's a good question for Caitlin, because they were talking about, hey, do you have any New Year's resolutions? And I said, nope. And I said, I set goals though. I said, I'm not a resolution person. I'm a goal person. And and I think there's a difference in resolutions and goals. And I could see you as a goal person and not a resolution person. So, and people go, well, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, resolution person goes, oh, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week this entire year. Well, you know, that's just garbage, right? But a proper goal would be like, hey, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 2018. Okay, so that's a goal and that's attainable. But, you know, the resolution where it's just a blatant, oh, I'm just going to go to the gym 5 times a week, like, to me, that, you know, that's crap. So I don't know. How are you feeling on this situation here?
I also feel like a resolution is basically saying, like, I suck at this, and so I need to be a better person.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I don't know. I feel like it's almost like a negative. Like, you're looking at yourself and saying, I need to fix this about myself. So, I mean, if you are a terrible person, and you do need to fix things. Like, I guess resolutions are good, but yeah, I'm definitely like a goal setter too. I did set a couple. I set them as realistic resolutions.
Yeah.
So like, I told myself like, I'm going to eat something green with every meal. So like, I'm going to eat like a vegetable with every meal. Not so much like as a diet, but like, that's like something I'm going to try to make into a new habit of like eating a vegetable at every meal. And then
cookies with green frosting don't count.
What?
I said cookies with green frosting don't count.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, I guess they technically could because they're green. and then like I always do a dream board. So I have like all my goals, which it's crazy because when you like write your goals down, they always come true.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Like you just like think about it all the time. So I always, every year I set goals. And like once I achieve them, like I just feel so bomb and like cross it off my list. And then I focus on the next thing. And yeah, so I'm not really a resolution person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's so unattainable. But I like listening to people when they say like, I have a New Year's resolution of going to the gym 5 times a week. Good for you. There's 12 months this year. Get ready.
Yeah. And that goes out the window by the second week of January. They're like, oh, I'm going to take a day off. And then it's like, well, I'm going to go 3 times a week. I'm not really going to go 5. And then it's like, oh, well, maybe I'll just go 2. And then, you know, and then it's like, oh, forget it. And they let the gym membership lapse and then it's over.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And they're like, well, I mean, I like stand up. So that counts as working out. They're like, no.
And it's like the diets at the beginning of the year. It's like I tell people, I'm like, the best diet on earth is just eat less and move more. And, you know, and I'm like, don't go on some crazy diet. And they go out and spend hundreds of dollars on food that tastes like garbage. And it's like, seriously, I'm like, why don't you just try and eat a little bit less and maybe go on a walk? Like, you're going to lose – eventually you're going to lose weight. But these people want to go on, like, this crash diet. And they may lose 10 pounds in January, but by the end of February they've gained 20. It's just like, it's crazy, you know, it's like just little goals, you know, just little bits. Hey, I'm going to lose a pound this month. And then the next one, oh, well, let's try 2 pounds this month, you know?
Yeah. I have an email newsletter where I send it out weekly and it's workouts and diet tips. And I started it on January 1st. And what I told everybody to do in like the first 2 weeks was just to eliminate two red light foods from their diet. So like red light foods are, they're going to be like refined sugars, which are like candy, soda, you know, something that's like not a natural sugar, or like fried food, greasy food, white bread or like white carbs. So I told them to just eliminate two of those for 2 weeks and then see how they feel and then eliminate two more things and kind of like start substituting better food into their diet and stop eating like crap food. Like you really don't need to go on, like you said, some crazy fad diet where you're training your body to like eat a protein shake, you know, and then what happens when all your protein shakes run out? Then you have to like, you either gain all that weight back or you have to like buy it again. It's just not realistic, you know? I mean, you need to live your life too.
Yeah. And well, and it's like with the foods, like I've learned too, you know, it's like, yeah, like you said, just small substitutions. Instead of having a soda, just grab a glass of water.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
that's
like,
a big,
you know, like small things. Like I love ice cream. Like I absolutely love ice cream, but I also love no fat Greek yogurt. So it's like, okay, in the evening I can substitute the no fat Greek yogurt for the ice cream and it, you know, and I'm fine with it, you know, and it's a lot healthier choice. So it's like, you know, it's like there's just little things, substitutions, like you said, and small changes that actually add up over the course of a year.
Yeah, you could also try to freeze the Greek yogurt and it's bomb. It tastes a lot like yogurt and you just put like berries in it or something.
Yeah, I've never tried
like
to freeze it before.
Consistency. What?
I said I've never tried to freeze it before. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
And it tastes, you know, more similar to ice cream.
Yeah. See, but, like, my, cr- yeah, like, My crack is literally Greek yogurt with granola in it. Like, I get Greek yogurt with granola, and it's like game over. I can eat just bowl after bowl of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's.
I like it with some honey, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my advice right there. Greek yogurt with granola, and it's game over. So
game over.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? I know you're pretty busy this week. I mean, things kind of shut down in the industry for a couple of weeks, but you're back rolling full steam ahead.
Yeah, I go to CES on Wednesday to promote a really cool digital Bluetooth scale, like a fitness scale.
Oh, nice.
And I just booked a campaign with Olay, which I'm super pumped on. And what else?
Yeah.
I have a couple other things that are coming up, but everything came up so fast. Like, we talked about it before, how those like 2-3 weeks for the holidays, like, everybody shuts down. So I was like, I do this to myself every year. Like, I almost think that January is going to be super slow, because I'm not getting any bookings or anything coming through. And then, you know, 2 days after Christmas, it's like all the bookings just come in. They're like, "Durr." I was like, oh, shoot. Okay. Got to get back into shape. Got to get my life back together, get out of my sweatpants. So, yeah, the first week of January was like back to it mode.
Well, in CES, I'm kind of an electronics person. I've been forced to become one. Not that I purposely do it. You, like, CES, I mean, is that something you're into, like electronics and stuff? Like, you kind of, because there's some rad, like, next level stuff there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what did I see? Oh, I saw that Lyft they're offering, like, car rides without a driver.
Oh, I saw that. Like, I had a friend that took one.
Autonomous driving.
Yeah, I've got a friend who works for an auto blog, and she was at CES, and she got one of the first rides in it. She said it was the trippiest thing. I was just reading her social media post. So it was like the weirdest thing. Like, they did a U-turn, and she's like, it was the freakiest thing, like doing a U-turn with no driver that she's ever done.
Oh my gosh, that's trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into electronics, but I'm not, like, the first, like, I'm not super techie.
Yeah.
Like, it's super exciting when stuff, like, you know, comes in, but I'm more of, like, a present now person. I don't really trust technology, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really cool, but I don't know, there's something big brotherish about it to me where I don't want to, like, really give into it.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, I'm one too. Like, Apple, like, with their iPhones, and I know you've got an iPhone, like, there's the tracking on it, right? And I've always got that turned off because I'm like, I don't want anybody tracking me, even some, like, robot at Apple. Like, I just don't want somebody knowing where I'm at or the potential to even know where I'm at. Like, to me, that's just kind of weird. So it's like, I turn that off. Or, like, you know, like, some people on their posts, they have automatic, like, pin drops of their location on. You know what I mean? So they post to Twitter and it shows exactly where they're at. And I'm like, I don't want anybody to know where I'm tweeting at, you know? Like, that's just, I don't know. It bothers me.
Yeah, and it, like, trips me out how all this, like, where is all this information going? Like, what, why do they feel like they need all this information?
Yeah.
No, you know, it's just like.
I agree.
I don't know. So I try to not be super dependent on technology to where if, like, everything shut down, I would be, like, out of my mind and not know what to do.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's like, and I'm one of those, like, with electronics, like, I'll watch what comes out of CES, and, you know, it's like all this virtual reality crap that's going around now, and, like, I'll be like, oh, that's cool. But I'm kind of like, I enjoy reading about it, seeing what's on the horizon, but I'm not unless it's a new iPhone or something that I actually use on a daily basis. Like, I'm not the first one to jump out there. I'll wait a year for the price to come down and them to figure out the bugs before, you know, before I invest in it. But, you know what I mean? But, you know, iPhones, like,
yes.
That's my one thing. Like, I'm on my phone so much, and, like, I've got the new iPhone X. I absolutely love it. Like, I'll step up for something like that. But most stuff, I'm just like, I'll hang loose and wait.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, even the iPhone, like, I think I have the iPhone 7 right now.
Okay.
Because it's never broken, but at the same time, I'm like, one step away from getting the new iPhone. Because I'm like, you know, it is, I'm always on my phone. I'm always taking pictures and videos, and, like, I need to be up on that kind of a technology. But then, at the same time, I feel like I'm so in my own bubble sometimes. Like, once I see something that's out, there's already a new upgrade. So then, like, I'm already behind, and I'm like, I give up. I can't keep up with this.
Yeah, it's impossible to keep up with it. I will say the new iPhone, you will love it, because I got it, and the camera and the video capability on it is absolutely insane. Like, for what you do, like, the new iPhone X, like, you're going to fall in love with this thing. The camera quality is so, so good on it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was just at a gender reveal for the girl who hires all the models for Rockstar. And one of the – Lindsay, do you know Lindsay Harrod?
I know of her. I don't know her personally, though.
Okay, so she took a couple of videos of me and Cash, and it looks like it's HD. Like, it looks like you're, like, right there. It's so trippy.
Yeah, it's insane.
I was like, okay, I need to set my game up after I watch those. So I was like, that is next level. I didn't even know it was that good.
Yeah, you don't know it until you see it, and it's like, oh, crap, I'm behind.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. Like, if I had any time today, I would probably go upgrade my phone. Because it's just unreal.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. So before we let you go, I got to ask, did you you watch a Supercross opener this past week?
You know what? I missed it. I was so bummed.
I was going to say, you're like a Supercross person. I figured you would have had it nailed down.
I know. I went to my grandma's house and we watched the Rams game.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Travis is a big football fan. I like football.
Yeah.
So
that's a solid alternative. Yeah, I'll give you that. That's, if you're going to miss one for that, especially you're SoCal, so Rams, yeah. Like, I'll give you that. You got a good good alibi.
Yeah, and it was super cool because my grandma actually did a lot of charity events with the Rams back in the day.
Oh, nice.
So she like, out of nowhere, you know, she's this little tiny, like, 5'1" blonde who only wears Chanel type woman. And she's like, oh, I actually have a signed Rams football from 1974 that they all signed for me. She like pulls it out of her closet, like, just no big deal. She's like, yeah, so I have this ball. I was like, you need that in a case, Grandma.
Yeah, things worth money.
It has like Eric Dickerson and like Vince Ferragamo and a bunch of other football players. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah, like, she probably ought to have that thing insured or something. Like there's some Hall of Famers on that, I'm sure. Like, that's so funny, though, that she's got it. She's like, oh, yeah, here's football.
Yeah, she just, like, put it on the table, like, as we're eating and drinking wine. I'm like, this needs to be somewhere safer.
Oh, man.
Funny. So that was cool. It was, like, cool to get a little story from her and then also watch the game. But how was Supercross?
It was I only got to see bits and pieces because I was racing on Saturday. I didn't have a good race, but I was racing the first Best in the Desert race. So I got to see, like, I taped it, and we got to see, like, bits and pieces of it. But, yeah, it was solid. I mean, Marvin won. I mean, that's no surprise. And Shane McElrath, who I really like and had him on the other show this week, he put in a phenomenal effort and won the 250. So that was a good opening round. I mean, I don't know.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, I guess for people in SoCal, it's good because they come back a couple of times, both to Anaheim and to San Diego. So if you miss one, you get a, I guess, round two or three at it.
Yeah, for sure. We're actually going to Monster Truck next weekend, so that'll be fun.
Oh, nice, nice. And it sucks because, I mean, your son will love it, but my co-host Amy on the national show, she races a Zombie Monster Jam truck, and but she's on the East Coast tour, so she doesn't she didn't come out west, but I was going to say I could get you guys backstage pass and everything if she was racing.
Oh, man, that would be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be rad. But
yeah, we're going for Cash because he's got the Zombie Monster truck. He's like, you know, loves trucks and crashing. And
oh, I don't know if there's a kid on the planet that doesn't like monster trucks.
Oh, I know. I mean, I even like monster trucks. I'm like, this is so cool. You're in this huge vehicle and like you just get to like bounce around and crash things and you get paid for it.
Right? Awesome.
So cool.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the time in this segment. We're going to have to throw up a Facebook poll here in the next couple of days and get people locked in to decide what we should call this segment. But I guess if you're going to CES, we definitely need to get you dialed in after that to talk about everything you get to see. And if you get to ride in one of those driverless cars, that'd be pretty interesting.
I know. That'll be so much fun. I hope I get to. And it was good talking with you. I can't wait for our next one. And everybody check out that Facebook poll because we're going to have it up in the next couple days.
Podcast One remembers broadcasting legend Dick Enberg.
A hearty welcome to Steve Kerr.
What a thrill to have listened to you all these years.
He's Basketball Hall of Famer John Calipari.
You still have a great voice of all time.
Tennis Hall of Famer Billie Jean King.
I just hope everyone listening understands what an icon you are.
He's my all-American friend Bill Walton.
Dick Enberg, I love you.
Listen to his amazing stories and his final interviews on Sound of Success, the Dick Enberg podcast, only on Podcast One or the Podcast One app.
Lots of fun catching up with Caitlin and Sari here on Project Action. Big thanks to Shane McElrath for his support of the show and coming on air as well. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure and go over to iTunes, like I said before. Rate, review, subscribe to this show, Project Action, as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on social media. Go ahead and follow Caitlin and Sari and my partner in crime, Amy Hood, as well. Thank you, Geico, for your support. Amsoil, for your support of the show. Don't forget, it's amsoil.com/beaver, as well as True Car. Thank you guys for keeping it locked and loaded here. Love getting that fan feedback. Love hearing from you guys. If you have any suggestions for guests, you just want to reach out to me, whatever it may be, please, please, please hit me up. Let me know what's on your mind. I love hearing from you fans. And if you want to carry on the conversation, I do have that new discussion group on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/JimBeaver15. Easy to find. We have a ton of fun over there. Post up your picks, your crazy action sports, your motorsports shenanigans, whatever it is. If you find a funny video, post it up. If you got guest suggestions, post it up. You just want to talk about something action sports or motorsports related, just post it up. That's what the group is for. Man, no holds barred. We have a lot of fun over there, and you should be joining us. So thank you guys for tuning in this week to Project Action on Podcast One. We'll be back again next week with your favorite, I don't even know what we call this podcast now, man. We are like a potpourri of awesomeness here on Podcast One. But thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Be safe. As always, game on.